8 dead after boat overturns during Lake Tahoe windstorm. The body of the last missing person from a boat that capsized on Lake Tahoe last weekend was found on Monday, bringing the death toll to 8. A 27-foot Chris-Craft boat capsized at about 3 p.m. on Saturday, tossing 10 people overboard. The incident occurred near D.L. Bliss State Park on the western shore of the lake, north of Emerald Bay. At the time of the incident, winds reached about 30 knots, or about 35 miles per hour, creating 6 to 8 foot swells, according to the U.S. Coast Guard. The local sheriff's department and other local emergency crews immediately responded to the area, the department wrote in a Facebook post on Saturday. Two survivors were rescued and taken to a hospital. 6 adult bodies were recovered from the water on Saturday. Search and rescue teams, along with divers, returned to the area on Sunday. Crews from the Coast Guard's Lake Tahoe Station also assisted with the search and rescue. A 7th body was found on Sunday evening. Divers searched a section of Lake Tahoe and found the last body on Monday afternoon. The victim identifications will be released when all notifications have been made, the El Dorado County Sheriff's Office wrote in a Facebook post on Monday. Washoe County, Nevada, Sheriff Darren Vallam called the accident beyond tragic. "I am devastated by the news of what happened on Lake Tahoe," Vallam posted Sunday on X. "The loss of life is beyond tragic, and my heart goes out to the victims, their families, and those still unaccounted for this morning." The sheriff reminded boaters to be wary. "I also want to encourage and remind anyone who may be going out on the water today that while it is beautiful, conditions can change in an instant. The weather on Lake Tahoe can be unpredictable, and it's vital to be prepared." Washoe County's Marine Unit helped rescue multiple people Saturday amid the high waves, he added. "Some were paddleboarding or aboard a boat in distress," Vallam wrote. Social media users posted photos of shoreline damage Saturday. Small business owner Teresa Williams Hudson posted photos Monday on Facebook showing recreational watercraft that had been beached by the windstorm. "Normally, our prevailing winds are from the so strong winds and big waves are rare here," Hudson wrote. "This unusual storm swept in from the north, catching many boaters off guard. Looks like many mooring lines were not up to the task. Multiple boats capsized or were grounded near Camp Richardson in South Lake Tahoe," the California Department of Fish and Wildlife reported. Workers deployed equipment to contain the fuel, according to the agency.